There are a few basic things people need to survive. We usually live only a few minutes without air and not too long without food and water. What I really want to focus on for a minute is our basic need for food. Americans have had cheap, plentiful, and good quality food. Hundreds of thousands of acres of productive agricultural land are taken out of production every year. Have you ever been around cities like Chicago or Denver, for example, and observed suburban sprawling? It is true that the American farmer produces more on an acre today than he did 50 years ago, but if the trend of increased population and suburban sprawling continues, the need for food will outpace the ability to produce. Amazingly, American society doesn't seem to be all that concerned. There's way more interest in the stock market and the information highway than there is for the American farmer and rancher. To the agricultural community of America, who gets little appreciation for a lot of hard work, I would like to say thanks. This is Rod Bieber with Seed Time and Harvest.
Did you know that 85% of consumers prefer local natural beef? At Pumpkin Creek Ranch, our cattle roam free on lush pastures raised without hormones or antibiotics. The result? Juicy, tender beef that's perfect for your family dinners, barbecues, and special occasions. Support local, eat natural, and taste the difference with Pumpkin Creek Ranch beef. Call 970-658-0176 or visit pumpkincreekranchco.com. Use promo code NATURALLYINSPIRED for our special offer.
Being a parent, especially for the first time, with that comes a lot of self-doubt. As a dad, I just try to lead by example. When you're trying to be the best person that you can be, your kids see that and then they emulate that.
You now have access to some of the finest, highest quality health products on the planet. America's Freedom Network has partnered up with Modere Products out of Utah. We have endorsed and are now distributing what are the very best collagen and wellness products anywhere. You can check out these products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. You owe it to yourself to calm the chaos in your life and take your life back. Design your personalized wellness goals and achieve real results from the inside out and find the best version of yourself. Welcome to your life by design. You can check out these products and all of the AFN-endorsed products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Click on the Natural Health Products button at AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. This could very possibly be the life-changing moment you've been waiting for. AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
This is Dr. Catherine Albrecht inviting you to join me for my new radio show, Monday through Friday at 2 p.m., right here on AM 1360, The Roar of the Rockies.
Of all tyrannies, a tyranny exercised for the good of its victims may be the most oppressive. It would be better to live under robber barons than under omnipotent moral busybodies. The robber baron's cruelty may sometimes sleep, his cupidity may at some point be satiated. But those who torment us for our own good will torment us without end, for they do so with the approval of their own conscience. C.S. Lewis.
Ready to take control of your health? This is Tammy from Naturally Inspired Radio. In just 90 days, transform your well-being with our curated health products designed to nourish your body from the inside out. Track your progress with our easy health tracker. Stay motivated with monthly coaching calls. Don't just dream of better health, achieve it. Visit 1360khnc.com. Click on the Natural Health button. Start your health journey today.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
We're Welcome to the second hour of today's Present Truth program, Tuesday, the 11th of February, 2025. And I have, like they say, you know, a blind squirrel finds a nut once in a while. Well, I find a lot of nuts. I'm not blind. And I found another nut. Girl by the name of Samantha Power. And she's been out there floating around. She's kind of like a moth, you know, in the closet. And I decided I better check this lady out. I don't mean check her out in the sense that I'm interested in her because she might be attractive, which I don't think she is. She definitely is not a 10. I'm not even sure she's on the chart. But she is very powerful. And with the people, you're known, you know, like the old saying, birds of a feather flock together. And I can come to you from different directions on that thought. People in the occult spend time and gravitate around people in the occult. People that are pedophiles, they hang around with pedophiles. Alcoholics, drug addicts. We're going to investigate Samantha Power. I don't want to, but I think it's important because this woman is no... She's not generally well known, but she initially begins by joining the Obama administration, the transition team in 2008, immediately when he becomes president. She serves as special assistant to the president and senior director for multilateral affairs and human rights on the National Security Council. She is not for human rights. This is the facade. 2012, Obama chooses her to chair a newly formed Atrocities Prevention Board. No. She chaired it all right, but this isn't to... has nothing to do with preventing atrocities. Just the opposite. She, I believe, has, now in my view, this girl is as much a CIA employee as you can get. She's CIA. I personally believe she is tied into the CIA. But you'll never find it. So, she focuses on issues as the United Nations reform for women's rights, LGBT rights, religious freedom, no, not religious freedom, and religious and minorities, refugees, human trafficking. I believe she's part of a network of people who gather information to protect these systems of human trafficking, human rights, and democracy. Also including the Middle East, North Africa, Sudan, and Myanmar. Women's rights? No. She's a long-time advocate of armed intervention by the United States in opposing its opposition to atrocities abroad. Just the opposite. She's considered to have been a key figure in the Obama administration in persuading the president to intervene militarily in Libya. She's a monger, a warmonger. a monger for war. Who was she working with? Her old friend, Hillary. 2014 documentary, Watchers of the Sky, which explains the contribution of several notable people, including Power, to the cause of genocide prevention. She didn't do a very good job. Genocide prevention is protecting America's interests, CIA interests abroad. She won a Pulitzer Prize, 2003, for her book, A Problem from Hell. I wonder what she knows about hell. America and the Age of Genocide. It's what we do. A study of the U.S. foreign policy response to genocide. She didn't do a very good job. She's awarded the 2015 Barnard Medical Medal, Barnard Medal of Distinction, and 2016 Henry A. Kissinger Prize. 2016, she's listed as the 41st most powerful woman in the world. Joe Biden nominates Power to head the United States Agency for International Development. Now, all of this tied in. USAID, Department of Defense. You can't separate USAID and the Department of Defense. You can't separate the head from the cow. Bad example. She's born in London. Daughter of Irish parents. Raised in Ireland till she's 9. Lives in Dublin in the district of Castleknock. Schooled in, now this is the big interesting, oh, we're going to go to a break. Pushed by the clock. So I'm going to come back. Where was she schooled in her youth? Ah, I'll return.
Check out KHNC's new LifeWave info podcast at 1360KHNC.com to learn all about the thermal light healing patches we are now selling. Learn how to live longer, look younger, and feel better by using your body's own light energy healing process.
If you've ever been frustrated or frightened by a cut or a nosebleed that won't stop bleeding, or had an emergency where bleeding can't be controlled, you need Bleed Stop. Bleed Stop works. Simply put Bleed Stop onto any cut or wound, apply pressure, and watch the bleeding stop.
Easy to apply, it doesn't burn, it doesn't sting.
Take away your bleeding fear.
Go to 1360KHNC.com and click on the blue health products button at the top of the page and scroll down to Bleed Stop. 1360KHNC.com and click on the blue health products button.
Join me for the Rita Panahi Show, Thursdays at 5 p.m. here on AM 1360, The Roar of the Rockies. That's the Rita Panahi Show, Thursdays at 5 p.m. here on AM 1360, Northern Colorado's best talk radio.
Are you prepared for a power outage? Never be left in the dark again. Wagner Electric has proudly partnered with Generac to provide long-lasting generators for your home. We have standalone and portable generators in stock now. So give us a call for a free estimate at 970-800-3693. If you are constructing or upgrading your home, trust our expert electricians to take care of your home the first time. We offer services for anything from wiring an unfinished basement to wiring a newly built pole barn. Your electrical system is the heartbeat of your home. So don't risk it and give us a call today to get started at 970-800-3693 or visit us at WagnerElectricCO.com. We are located off Highway 85 in Greeley at 1517 2nd Avenue. Wagner Electric sets the standard.
We'll be right back. is understorm. Into this house we're born. Into this world we're thrown. Like a dog without a bone. And packed we're out alone. Riders on the storm. There's a killer on the road.
All right. So she goes to school when she's young at a Montessori school. So what's up with that? Well, Montessori schools are definitely schools where the children are trained to look at, to live life apart from any thought of God. God is kept out of that. There's no education. There's a denial of the existence of God. Montessori schools. And they train these children here in this country, elsewhere, to love the, basically, eventually, communism. Eventually, her parents separate. He was a drinker. But she had a good relationship with his father. She goes to school in Atlanta, Georgia, graduates there. Then she gets her bachelor's BA degree in history from Yale University. The privileged member of the Aurelian Honor Society, reporter for the Yale Daily News. Another degree, JD, what is that, journalism? I don't know what that is, JD degree from Harvard Law School. At the age of 23, she becomes a U.S. citizen. She graduates from Yale. She works at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. No, Carnegie is a globalist. She is a globalist. As a researcher for Carnegie's then president, Morton Abramowitz. Then she becomes a war correspondent covering the Yugoslavia wars for for U.S. News and World Report, the Boston Globe, The Economist, and the New Republic. Now, she is involved with news. She's CIA. You have the CIA network here in this country, mainstream media, which is ruled, governed by, directed by Pilgrim Society. She is aware of who Pilgrim Society is. She may not have a position on the board, but she knows who she works for. She attends Harvard Law School, receiving her JD, what is that, in 1999. I don't know what that means. Her first edited work, Realizing Human Rights, Moving from Inspiration to Impact. She publishes her first book, A Problem from Hell, America, the Age of Genocide. Again, we talked about that. She's groomed. She is groomed. She's from probably the old Celtic religion. She's a groomed girl. Another book, Chasing the Flame, The Fight to Save the World in 2008. From 1998 to 2002, she serves as the founding executive director of the Carr Center for Human Rights and Policy. No, this human rights agenda, gives these people who have those credentials, it gives them access to government officials in other nations so that they can persuade these governors, presidents, prime ministers of other nations and their cabinets to go along with global agendas such as the World Health Organization, vaccination programs, measles, mumps, polio. But it gives them an in to the government. It sounds good. It sounds noble. But it is anything but. This is the way in which the United States continues, or one of the methods used to persuade governments to agree to, whether it be World Health Organization or whether it be borrowing from the International Monetary Fund or the World Bank. Or working with NGOs, which aren't NGOs. Then in 2004, she's named Time Magazine one of the top 100 most influential people at that time. Now, in my view, the people, all these individuals that she is surrounded by that are using her abilities, our New World Order. They're globalists. 2005-2006, she's working in the office of U.S. Senator Barry Satoru, or Barack Obama, as a foreign policy fellow. She's credited with sparking the and directing Obama's interest in the Darfur conflict. She serves as a senior foreign policy advisor to Obama 2008 presidential campaign. She's joined the Obama campaign as a foreign policy advisor. Men's Vogue described her as the Harvard brainiac who can boast both a Pulitzer Prize and a mean jump shot. I guess she could play basketball. Now, coming forward, 2009, President Obama again signs her to the National Security Council. Special Assistant to the President. And she is in 2009. The iteration of the UN World Conference Against Racism. But in 2001, she's criticized for descending into a festival of Israel bashing. Obama is anti-Semitic, but he'll never admit to it, and he disguises it. She is also within the Obama administration. She advocates for military intervention in Libya. I talked about this already. She lobbies Obama to pursue UN Security Council resolution authorizing the International Coalition Force to protect Libyan civilians against what? Muammar Gaddafi? She's working there. Somewhere in the background is Hillary. June 2013, he announced her nomination as new United States Ambassador to the United Nations. She works with Republican Senator John McCain, Lindsey Graham. They back her nomination to the United Nations. She also received support from U.S. diplomat Dennis Ross. I'm just giving the background of who this woman is. The National Director of the Anti-Defamation League, Abraham Foxman, Israel's Ambassador to the U.S., Michael Oren. She receives support from these people. Alan Dershowitz, the Institute of Justice and Democracy in Haiti. This girl's all over the place. But USAID, she is a diplomat. Eventually, she becomes really an individual who has enough sway power, to recommend where internationally should USAID finance go. And she can probably oversee it also. Her connections are massive. The director of the Institute for Justice and Democracy in Haiti, the director of the Israel Project, the Jewish Council for Public Affairs, the president of the Rabbinical Assembly. There are people that talk about the Zionist movement, a fake Zionist movement. It's a movement of power, not has nothing to do with God, the Bible, the God of Israel. Simon Wiesenthal Center, Rabbi Steven Berg, the National Jewish Democracy Council, Rabbi Smutley Boteach, publisher Mary Peretz, the military writer Max Boot. Then her nomination faced some opposition. Former ambassador to the UN, John Bolton. Former acting Secretary of Defense for International Security Affairs, Frank Gaffney. Now, I'm going to just... This is who she is. This lady is deep into... Well, I'm going to phrase it this way. Once Donald Trump is removed from the presidency, this lady, he released her from her duties January 20th. Donald Trump released her. She's too important to the global order. She's too connected. She has too much influence. Occult influence plus the internationally, the powers in the other nations. When Barry Satoru returns to power, she may once again be asked to come and serve her country. She's too important. In my view, most people at this point, they don't maybe understand my view, though I have for 20, since I began, it's been about, come to think of it, I'm about to celebrate an anniversary. In February, late February 2025, I began my time on radio in Las Vegas, Nevada. Right about this time, 2025, late March, late February. I think it was right, maybe even early March. And my view has always been the coming occult order to the world. You can refer to it as the New World Order, but I always refer to it as the coming occult order, because that is what the New World Order, the new government is. I'll return. Maybe discuss Samantha Powers a little more.
If you're like me, 60 and retired, making ends meet, especially here at the supermarket and drugstore, is tough. I'm so blessed to have found BenefitsCheckup.org. It's a free and confidential website from the National Council on Aging that connected me to $1,200 a year in programs that help pay for food, medicine, utilities, and more. Maybe it can help you. BenefitsCheckup.org.
Greetings, folks. This is the Constitutional Medicine Man inviting you to join me Saturdays at 2 p.m. for my show, Constitutional Medicine, right here on AM 1360. That's Saturday at 2 p.m. right here on AM 1360.
Check out KHNC's new LifeWave info podcast at 1360khnc.com to learn all about the thermal light healing patches we are now selling. Learn how to live longer, look younger, and feel better by using your body's own light energy healing process. Go to the KHNC website and click on podcasts to listen to the LifeWave info show, or click on the natural health products button to go to the LifeWave page, where you can learn about this amazing healing and stem cell regenerating technology. And when you're ready to change your life and feel better than you have in years, you can purchase the LifeWave patches at wholesale prices. You can learn, listen to podcasts, watch videos, and purchase the LifeWave patches all from the KHNC website. Go to 1360khnc.com and click on either podcasts or click on the natural health products button. Endless information, a 100% guarantee, and wholesale prices for what many are saying is the biggest body healing breakthrough in history. All at 1360khnc.com.
All of your electronic devices can be severely damaged by lightning bolts and power surges. Even worse, an EMP attack can destroy everything, leaving our technology-dependent society with no technology. But don't let that be you. Go to 1360khnc.com and click on the blue Natural Health Products button, and then scroll down to EMP Shield. EMP Shield is an electromagnetic pulse, solar flare, and lightning protection system made to protect you and your electronics. Go to 1360khnc.com and click on the Natural Health Products button at the top of the page.
You can now listen to hours 1 and 2 of The Alex Jones Show, Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. That's AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
You've heard of Support Your Local Sheriff? Well, we're asking you to support your local radio station. And now you can do that with just a click of a button. Tahibo Tea, My Kind CBD, Modair Collagen, My Patriot Supply, LifeWave Patches, Bleed Stop, and more all in one place. Just go to 1360khnc.com and click on the blue Natural Health Products button at the top of the page, and you've got one-stop shopping. Now you can quickly and easily purchase all the great products we back and sell by going to 1360khnc.com and click on the blue Natural Health Products button at the top of the page. Thank you for your support.
I put a spell on you. Because you're mine. You better stop the thing.
Okay, so I had a friend text me. She got her JD degree from Harvard Law School. And I'm trying to figure out, JD, what is this here? The station manager's name is JD, so I'm totally confused. But she says that it means Juris Doctorate, Doctor of the Law. Now, here's the big curveball to you. I didn't know this. She thought I did, but I didn't. It's the law of the cosmos, of the world, not God's law. This lady's in the occult. This lady wants nothing to do with God's law. Like Obama, like Gates, all these people, they don't want anything to do with God's laws. God's laws are just. They don't want anything that has to do with being just, honest. This is why it's no problem for them to use USAID as a mechanism to send to rob the United States government. It's like a nest. The chicken, the mother hen, lays her eggs, and all of the nations of the world stretching their arm into the United States to take an egg through U.S. aid to further the filth of the minds of these they're brilliantly insane people. Who could hatch a plan like this, the U.S. aid, where we can give money as much as we want, as quickly as we can print it, and there are no checks and balances? Well, the checks and balances just walked in the front door and locked the door behind him through Elon Musk. Did Musk know about this years ago? How long has Musk known about it, apart from he and Donald Trump's conversations? Did they both years ago on their own know that the long arms coming from all these give me people throughout the world, this big nest, we're the hen, and they're coming to take the eggs? This is Obama. This is what Obama's doing, what he's going to do. He's going to rob the gold out of the nest. And she's going to be part of it. The law of the cosmos. I like that. I understand the cosmos. I understand the world. I understand Satan's system. This is Satan's system that we are under. It's his cosmos, his rule, his order. And these are his children. These cockroaches, they have names. They're the children of the devil. They're the, you know, Beelzebub, the lord of the flies. That's what they are. Forget the cockroach example. The lord of the flies. That's what they are. They're flies. Everything they do is contamination, illegal, immoral, unrighteous, because they have no conscience. And Samantha, and I'll go deeper for this audience. You want to know the truth. You don't remember the old, deep, deep, old occult name Samantha? Samantha Power. Do you know what that means? It means occult power. I know you can handle it. I know you're getting it. Her name, everything is in the name. Occult power. Witch power. Samantha was a witch, a goddess. Samantha, witch power. Right in the open. This is what the devil does, right in the open. The thief comes to steal, kill, and to destroy. And also his children the same. So she has been through her placement using the shield or the covering of human rights, or, you know, to investigate the atrocities of genocide. No, 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 no. She's investigating to report back how successful they have been on these programs to commit genocide. She reports back. Well, this time around, we were only able to eliminate a little village of 3,200 people. And then she goes into these nations part of a CIA cover or as a CIA operative, news. So you have witch power. You know, you have occult power. The name Samantha. You know, the old, I think I want to say is Gaelic. Is it a Gaelic name? I can't remember. But her last name being Power? Oh, unbelievable. Then, she reports on this matter in 2013, the assessment of the United States government of Syria, of the Syrian government, and its use of chemical weapons, supposedly on August 21st, 2013, like a month earlier. This was fabricated. It wasn't true. So, Power tells a news conference that the American intelligence findings, CIA findings, nope, overwhelmingly point to one stark conclusion. The Assad regime perpetrated an attack. The actions of the Assad regime are morally reprehensible, and they violate clearly established international norms. Power went on to criticize, and I do have to take a break. We are all pushed by the clock, time. Come again, time in its flight. Make me young again just for tonight. I'll be back.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
Go to 1360khnc.com and click on the new Tahibo Tea button at the top of the page to access never-before-seen pricing and free shipping.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free.
Go to 1360khnc.com and click on the new Tahibo Tea button at the top of the page to access never-before-seen pricing and free shipping.
Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen.
Save $12.50 per bag on 4 bags and save $18.75 per bag on 8 bags.
1360khnc.com and click on the Tahibo Tea button.
How much is our government hiding from us? What's the truth about COVID-19? Are climate engineering operations robbing our rain? If you want answers, tune into the commercial-free, non-political Global Alert News Hour, Sundays at 1 p.m. on KHNC 1360 AM.
Did you know a 2023 survey found that 43% of U.S. adults struggle to afford their health care, with 30% delaying or even skipping medical treatment due to cost concerns? Are you frustrated with healthcare? Are you paying too much for too little? Are you tired of not having better options?
I'm Michelle with the SBA Co-op. I will help you find a health plan solution that is affordable, simple to understand, and packed with benefits for you and your family. Send me a text or call me anytime at 720-600-7797. Or visit my website at mvpchoice.today/Michelle. I look forward to working with you.
Work with Michelle today and get a healthcare solution that is simple, affordable, and tailored just for you. Call her today, 720-600-7797.
Thank you.
Well, I thought I was finished with board problems, but I guess I still have board problems. Huh. Interesting. If it can be broken, it will be broken. Yep, I do have problems with the board, but I'm not going to let that frustrate me right now. I'm going to tell you that, you know, I was these women, like this Samantha Powers, I generally don't pay attention to them. But you see, there are women that are in the Trump world that was never really fond of. I think it was Donald Trump Jr. dating this girl, Kimberly Guilfoyle. I can't pronounce her name. I wasn't too excited about that. I'll tell you why. Because she is a good friend of these women. There was a program I had, the Silicon Valley Girls, all these powerful women in Silicon Valley. And she was part of that group, this Kimberly. And when I find out that Donald Trump Jr. is dating her, I'm thinking, this is bizarre. Why would you date one of these women that are so full of themselves that it's about me? It's the me girls. Like, you got a lot of me girls right now. Elizabeth Warren, you have Maxine Waters, you have Hillary Clinton. She's sitting in the dust somewhere. And then you have this Kimberly. And Don Jr., he's dating this girl. And this girl, I mean, around all these Donald Trump grandchildren, and the way she dresses, shrink wrap dresses, and I mean, this is pretty absurd. What was the word I was going to say? I was going to mix two words together. This is obscene and observe. I mean, it was just too much. And then she had a nickname, Margarita Girl. I think that was the nickname. And I'm thinking, wow, what is Junior thinking of? Because you look at these Trump children, these kids are very solid. They're not drinkers, smokers. They don't chew. They don't. Basically, you look at Joe Biden's children. You look at Donald Trump's children. You look at the children of the adopted children of Obama and his wife and his the two boys, the two men. You look at the two girls that were rented children. Malia and what was the other one? Sasha? These were rented girls. These were rented children. These weren't their children. And you see the madness in the world. People don't want to address it. They can't believe it. It's too bizarre. It's too unbelievable. Like Macron dating someone that's was his teacher. He's a he. This is mad. Do you know what the people of the world think about the people in America? They like our money, but they think we are cuckoo. They think we are as nutty as any society in the history of mankind. We drive nice cars, live in nice homes, but we can't think. Pretty bizarre. So when Donald Trump Jr. was dating Kimberly, I thought, this guy, I don't know what, she put a spell on him. Well, he finally went ahead, said, well, we're just friends, but you get the Silicon Valley girls, and I think these girls are all into the Samantha world, the world of the witches, in my view. And here, she's able to deceive Trump Jr. But I think finally it got to the point where I think they called her the Margarita Girl or the Party Girl. And they'd go somewhere and she's just dancing and going crazy and, you know, talk about the Battle of the Bulge back in the World War II. My goodness. So he finally did the right thing. Can't have this kind of, shrink-wrapped girlfriend around all these innocent children. It sets a bad example. So he gave her the Dear Dawn letter. We're friends. I like you, but hasta la vista, sayonara. And I'll call you, don't call me. And that was kind of hurtful for her. Ooh, that was oh my gosh. That hurts the ego bigly.
Did you know that 70% of your immune system is in your gut? Good Brew is the perfect addition to your daily routine for optimal gut health. Good Brew provides the perfect balance of prebiotic soluble fiber and probiotics, essential for promoting good gut health. It is so easy to use. Call 307-381-1099. That's 307-381-1099. Use Naturally Inspired and get our special offer. Visit goodbrew.com. That's goodbru.com.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Craig James, host of the top-rated show, Just Informed Talk Radio. After years of exploring wellness solutions, I found my peace with MyKind CBD. Crafted with pure organic hemp, it's my go-to for soothing my mind, body, and soul. Whether it's easing post-workout soreness or finding calm after a hectic day, MyKind CBD delivers the tranquility I need. It's more than just a product. It's part of my wellness routine.
Go to 1360khnc.com and click on the blue health products button at the top of the page and scroll down to the MyKind CBD products. 1360khnc.com and click on the blue health products button.
I trust MyKind CBD because it's natural, effective, and designed with care. And I want the best for my body, and so should you.
Go to 1360khnc.com and click on the blue health products button at the top of the page and scroll down to the MyKind CBD products. 1360khnc.com.
I'll return to Samantha Powers. What I'm saying about her is that she was sent in to demonize Bashar al-Assad. Bashar al-Assad, definitely, he did what he needed to do to keep stability, to maintain stability in his government, meaning that he did imprison and he did murder people. But you see, Obama America's objective was to rule that territory, Saudi Arabia, it's not Saudi, Syria. So she goes in, she criticized the failure of the United Nations structure to thwart the, or prosecute the atrocities committed in the Syrian conflict, which is now well into its third year. System devised in 1945 precisely to deal with the threats of the nature did not work. Nature did not work as it was supposed to. She says even in the wake of the flagrant shattering of the international norm against chemical weapons, which may not have occurred, Russia continues to hold the council hostage with a shrink with and shirk its international responsibilities. So she was sent in to demonize Assad. Now Assad is gone, and it's worse to some degree in Syria than it was while Assad was there. This new individual, this guy, this person, is part of the globalist plan. I believe that he's in there. The Biden administration had a hand in allowing Turkey to send Gulani, I can't think of his name, Al-Saud, I can't think of what his new title is, new name. They changed his name. But this was the plan with Samantha Powers. Now, again, she has been the conduit with U.S. aid. This is why Trump dismissed her immediately on the 20th of January. Did he know about the U.S. aid prior to that? I believe so. But he had to prove it. This is why Elon Musk sent in his team to view everything, all in the Treasury. Who is handling the finances? How are the finances being distributed? Who is receiving internationally these finances, who receives them, for what purpose? But Samantha, I'm afraid, she's going to be back. She has too many connections into that world, into the world of human trafficking, into the world of pedophilia, into the world of drugs. She has access to all of that intel, and she knows who the contacts are. With illegal immigration coming over the border from the north and from the south, she knows. She has privy to more than we could ever imagine, because Samantha the Witch has the power, and Obama's going to need it in the future. I'll be back tomorrow. Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
In his well-known devotional, My Utmost for His Highest, Oswald Chambers asks, are you ready to be offered? Paul writes in Philippians 2:17, even if I am to be poured out as a drink offering upon the sacrificial offering of your faith, I am glad and rejoice with you all. Are we willing to be offered for the work of the faithful? Are we willing to bind our worldly selves to the sacrificial altar to have the things of the flesh removed? The altar means fire, burning and purification and the removal of everything that God has not started and of every attachment that is not an attachment to God. If we wish to experience the fullness of God working in us and through us, the things of the world must be removed. As Chambers says, tell God you are ready to be offered, and God will prove himself to be all you ever dreamed he would be. GodsFeedingStation.org, a proud sponsor of Craig James and Just Informed Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, 1360 AM, KHNC, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort